Well, Jeff Goldblum's a racist. Jeff
Goldblum's a racist.
Rapist.
Might be a racist, too.
He might be, but I don't think so.
Finally come, something we've been talking about for a while in this podcast, the Dark Tower movie, and the reviews are in. It sucks.
It physically hurt me to watch.
Yeah. 100% at the time he said it, he meant it. It's Byron.
That's probably true.
Yeah. He legitimately feels like he needs better friends right now.
Yeah, I do.
Friends that... Okay, well, let's go through this real quick. What kind of friends would you like?
I'd like them to be smarter and thinner and more attractive and make more money.
Yeah.
I'll be female and have sex with me whenever I want. I mean, that's real. That's what I want.
I mean
want
to be fair, to be
you
fair,
hear
yeah.
To be fair, fuck all y'all guys. I want what Byron wants too.
Yeah. No. I'm on board.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can all.
I very rarely disagree with Byron.
We can all have a harem.
Yeah, we can. Women out there. We can all have harems. Yeah,
totally. I think there's enough.
But then they wouldn't be your friend. They'd just be your fuck slave.
Well, that's
not necessarily
that's what
true.
Tomato.
I mean, no one says tomato.
Nobody says tomato. It's true. Nobody says tomato.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah.
Hey, Byron, give me that.
Potato, potato. It's like no one says potato.
Sean, pass that, please.
You guys are good.
Okay. I think that's good. I think I can hear everybody now.
Everybody can be heard.
I think so too.
Do you think Sean is still a little too close?
Really?
Yes.
How am I doing?
You're doing good, Cameron.
Okay.
No, Sean,
it,
come
Sean.
On.
I thought you were fucking with me.
No, I think you are a little bit too close still.
How's that?
Talk some more.
Hello,
that's
everybody.
Good.
What's up?
That sounds good.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Sounds good to me. If I need to, I can turn you up a little bit. Like, I kind of work on the board over here.
Yeah. It's just when you're that close, if you increase the volume of your voice, it's going to get too loud.
Right.
So
okay. I'm going to get irate.
You might.
Okay, you put working the board in quotation marks there.
It's not a board.
Board.
Yeah.
It's on a board.
It is.
You know what? Yeah, I'm working the board. Yeah. It's on a literal board.
There you go.
This actually is going to be the last two podcasts we record on this setup for a while, probably, because I'm about to go ahead and get the Tascam 6 and the attachment for
farewell, Behringer piece
more
of
mics,
shit.
So we won't ever have to use the splitter again either, ideally.
That's cool.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Also, time to get some new cords, too. Cables, these are...
Oh, and anybody who doesn't
What's wrong
know...
With the cord?
They're too long. They're way too long for what we
oh,
need.
Oh, these. Okay.
Yeah.
I actually have a camera now. So we can see.
You mean Cameron has a camera?
Cam has a cam.
Holy shit.
Oh, that
You
means...
been doing any camming since
yeah,
you got that thing, man?
I haven't done much camming with Cam.
Yeah, if you become like a Cam guy... You
oh,
could
yeah.
you could be like Cam on Cam. That could be your screen name.
Cam on Cam, actually.
Dude, I'd give you some tokens.
Yeah.
I think I'd give you tokens to support you, but don't expect me to stick around.
Me, Byron, Cameron, and myself, or I, whatever is correct English, we were talking the other day about, he was talking about Aldi, going up to Aldi, because we've got one here in town now.
It's a grocery store.
Grocery store, yeah, if you're not familiar with the chain.
It's not a gas station. I know you thought
But they have a unique thing for their carts that you push around and put your groceries in. You deposit a quarter.
Okay.
For like, you know, I guess so you don't run off with it, right? But you deposit the quarter, and when you take it back, you get your quarter back.
So naturally, I had the best idea ever.
So
keep going.
So we want to do, and we want to film this, every single day of a month. We want to have a month like August where it's 31 days.
Yeah.
We go up to Aldi, and we can go in, we can buy one thing or whatever. We use the cart. We deposit the quarter. And then, as we're leaving, we just take the cart and see how long it takes them to change their policy.
That's...
Oh, my God.
On a global
God.
Level, yeah. We're talking.
That's...
Because... Technically, it's for a deposit, so they don't lose their cart But if I don't want my quarterback and just keep the cart.
If I'm willing to forfeit the deposit,
then
I'll just take it.
Then it should
I'll
be
just
okay.
Take the cart.
And so I want to see how long it takes someone at the same location to figure out what we're doing.
So Aldi doesn't
the
have
first
a parking
time,
lot.
Probably.
Yeah.
Aldi doesn't have one of those parking lots that's boarded off. Will that make it a little more difficult to get the carts
out?
Yeah,
because we don't know. I don't know for sure if they have signs that say "Do not take carts" or something.
Yeah, we got to check.
We got to check.
Because like in Phoenix, they would have grocery stores, even Walmarts, where like they'd be boarded off because they'd be right next to apartments and shit. So people would just walk their cart to their apartment.
Right.
And so they would be boarded off, and they would have like these electric. It's almost like an electric fence for carts. It didn't electrocute anybody, but like it would like stop the cart. It would like magnetically pull to the rail or some shit like that.
Well, if it's in the back of a truck, that's
right. Yeah, you could still back it into a truck.
What if it just tears through the truck bed and attaches to the rail?
Jesus Christ.
But I thought that would be pretty funny. And then we can even have like each other like act like we're strangers and like be parked next to each other.
Yeah.
So as people are walking by, and like I would put my cart into my truck, and then Byron's like, wait a minute. He's right beside me.
I'm right beside him. I'm like, wait, can you do that?
I'm like, yeah, if you don't want your quarterback, you can take the cart. And Byron would be like, oh, you want to help me?
You want to help me load mine up?
Yeah, and then I would just help them. Just to see the reactions on people's faces would be great.
Because what would be funny is, like, also adding to it is instead of, like, taking all the stuff out of the cart and then, like, putting the cart in the back of the truck, just load the full cart into your truck.
Into your truck,
yeah. That'd be...
See, as soon as he explained this to me, I was really psyched about the idea that I could buy a cart for a quarter. Like, that's really cheap for a shopping cart.
It really is. Yeah.
You could have 31 carts.
Those things cost like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. The cheapest ones I've seen were like $60, and they're terribly cheap. Yeah.
If you did it for 31 days, that's 31 quarters. That's like $7 and change for 31 shopping carts.
That's a hell of a deal.
That is a hell of a deal.
Pretty good.
Then we could just hand them out to homeless people to keep their aluminum cans and shit.
You could sell them on the cart black market.
We'd have to hold on to them for a little bit at least, because we don't know how long we could. And if Aldi was like, "Hey, we need our carts back," and we're gonna.
I don't hear anymore.
I hear only in my right ear now.
Yeah, I fucked everything up. Not anymore. I'm good.
All right.
Yay! Yeah. We did it, guys. We did it.
We did do it.
All right, Nick is sorry about the interruption.
Nick apologizes profusely about the interruption.
I'm going to cut it out. Okay.
Is any of this going in? I don't think this has been that great so far.
No. Not yet. It was just pre-show. Like a pre-cum.
Pre-cum. That's not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not good pre-cum.
You don't want a pre-cum. I know. No pre-cum.
You don't want a pre-cum.
Okay.
Hmm.
Do you not want a pre-cum?
Why would you?
I mean, right now? No.
No, not right now.
Of course. See, that's, you want to do that right now?
You got to specify the question a little bit, because in certain circumstances, no, I don't want to pre-cum.
Right now.
When do you want to pre-cum, Byron?
No time.
Before you come.
It's not good in a meeting. It's not good when you're talking to friends. It's not good when you're trying to have
sex. You're like speaking from experience.
It's not good when you're trying to have sex.
It's not good when you're trying to have sex. What do you, I mean, it's not bad when you're trying to have sex.
I mean,
it can be.
I mean,
it can be.
I'm confused.
If a girl,
what do you think pre-cum means?
Pre-cum can get a girl pregnant, dude.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like you
that's
just
cool.
Yeah.
Like not in the sense
that's
that
you want a muling cabbage.
Jesus Christ!
Damn.
What the fuck?
Was that supposed to mean baby?
Yes. That's exactly what that means.
A muling cabbage.
Muling cabbage.
Josh just walked out.
That's fucked up.
That is a little mean.
I think it's...
Where did you hear that?
I think that was a Bill Hicks thing. He called babies muling cabbages.
I think
there are way worse things you could call them. I mean, cabbage is not...
Yeah, there are way worse things you could call babies besides mule. Yeah,
yeah.
Granted, but that's still not the... Okay, whatever, man.
I'm not... I don't like them. Not a fan.
Wow.
Okay.
I guess pre-cum's not all that bad. I mean...
He changed his answer
based on what you said.
Based on how horrible what I said was.
So, Josh, you okay with pre-cum now?
I mean, you gotta dribble before you shoot.
Oh. Very true.
Damn, dude.
Please tell me you made that up.
Did you just...
I think I saw it somewhere before.
Oh,
I
man.
I think I saw it.
Yeah, good. It had to have been. Had to have been thought
That's
of.
That's the best sports analogy I've ever heard.
But it is a good sports analogy.
Yeah.
Love it. My dick's getting hard over here.
Oh, my dick's hard. Yeah.
Are you pre-cumming?
You want to take care of this before I pre-cum?
I mean, I might help you.
Because pre-cumming is so bad.
I don't think any of this is going in either.
Jesus Christ.
I wouldn't expect so, no.
We're just trying to fill it out.
Okay.
See where it goes.
Phrasing.
How deep the conversation can get.
How deep?
Guys, I think we need to all get on the same page here. So let's do a, real quick, let's do a guided meditation.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I'm not doing that.
Yes,
what
you
does
are.
That mean? What does that mean?
It's a meditation. I'm going to guide you through it. Everybody close your eyes.
Okay.
All right, my eyes are closed.
Close your eyes. Nick, close
I've been
your
enough
eyes.
I don't trust you enough to do that.
It's Byron. Just a meditation. What do you think I'm going
to
do?
He's going to like hypnotize us, and then like when we come to, he's going to be like all of us are just, of us have been jizzed on ourselves, or jizzed on by Byron.
Yeah.
He's going to stick his pinky in Nick's butt.
And
everybody close your eyes. Get ready for a guided meditation.
Now I'm especially not going to do it.
I don't want anybody's pinky in my butt.
Everybody's going to start dribbling until they shoot. All right,
everybody close your eyes. Come on.
All right, my eyes are closed.
All right.
You're standing in a room.
Okay.
You're in front of a mirror. Okay. A full-length mirror. You're looking at yourself, and you're nude.
No, I'm not.
God damn it.
I okay. love it.
All right.
You're loving it.
I'm loving
what the
being
hell?
Nude right now.
Doesn't look good.
You're old, and you're wrinkly, and you're...
What?
And your balls are all saggy.
Yeah.
Like, how far?
Pretty far.
Like, down to your
down
knees,
halfway
right?
to your thighs. You
just
know,
like a bunch of old beanbag chairs.
And
God
you lean
damn.
Over, and on a table, you've got a
okay.
sewing kit, and you right. get a needle.
What?
And you shove it up your taint.
I'm
Look,
done.
I don't like
done.
You.
And you're loving it.
Oh, I'm
this
loving
is a meditation?
It.
Done.
My eyes are still closed.
Happy as he.
No.
Take
I'm
it
not,
little
on the stand in front of the mirror, there's a rose, and you shove that up your dick, and you dance around.
Jesus.
Byron.
Your name is Albert Fish.
Your name is Albert Fish.
And open your eyes, the meditation's over. All right.
Wow.
All right, everybody
dude.
Good?
I feel good. I
no,
feel good. And on that note, welcome to the
Welcome to a... Yeah.
Constructive Criticism Podcast. Or do you want to do that again?
No.
Do you want to do
just
that
as
again?
Good a time as any. I don't know. We'll see. We'll right. see.
And on that note, welcome to Fucked Up.
Introduce Bill. Yourself.
Oh, well, I am Josh Bird, and I am joined with these yahoos, as always. The pre-cum specialist to my left.
Nick McCowan.
Byron Dunlap.
Which is Cameron Shea.
Sean Smith.
And
I am the real Byron Dunlap.
Which is the real Byron Dunlap.
Which is... Yeah.
Byron the Charlie Dunlap. Bronson Dunlap.
We all hope you're having an enjoyable...
You keep trying to make that name stick, Sean. I don't think it's going to.
I think we should let the people decide.
I think we should let the listeners decide.
I don't know.
Byron
it's
Charles
the it's the most
Bronson.
Awkward nickname I've ever heard. And it's
I know.
What is the nickname?
Byron the Charlie Bronson Dunlap.
I mean, that's... I mean, that's kind of weird.
It's a bit of a mouthful. It doesn't really, you know, flow that easily.
Especially
it doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, especially if you don't know who Charlie Bronson was.
Then they Wikipedia it. They learn something.
That's way too much work.
Is that learning something, though, really?
It's like, oh, that guy from Death Wish. Not the new one with Bruce Willis. Which looks just great.
You oh, you finally saw that trailer, huh?
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Yeah,
oh, they're coming out with a new
Death
Wish.
Terrible.
Yeah, it looks.
It looks like a Bruce Willis movie.
I don't know. The only thing that gives me hope for it is the end of it, like when this therapist is like, "Yeah, what have you been doing? You seem better.
Yeah,
keep it up." And he's like, "Oh, okay, well, thank you, I will." He seemed insane in that moment, so I'm like, maybe the trailers are just portraying it like an action movie, and it's just really a movie about a guy that just fucking is insane and killing
yeah.
all these people and
yeah.
stuff.
That might be good.
That's what the book depends. Was.
Are they like? Is it just like he's a serial killer, or is he like killing bad
guys?
He's
a vigilante.
Vigilante, like the original Death Wish thing. But it, like, I know
you
the
haven't
book.
Seen Death Wish.
I mean, I probably have, but I don't remember it.
You're
it's a good
out.
Movie.
You're missing out.
But they made like five of them. And
yeah, not so much the sequels.
The other ones weren't any good. No, but
Death Wish 2.
The first one was Jeff Goldblum's first film role. He's a rapist.
The what-y what?
Jeff Goldblum's first film role was Death Wish, and he was a rapist.
And he gets killed by Charlie
Oh,
Brown.
Shit. That's
nope,
right.
He gets away.
Does he?
That was his first role?
Yep.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I've never seen Death Wish, so I'm trying not to spoil it.
Well, Jeff Goldblum's a racist. Jeff
Goldblum's a racist.
Rapist.
Might be a racist, too.
He might be, but I don't think so.
He might be a racist rapist.
I wouldn't be too surprised.
Racism seems to be all the rage lately.
That's true.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
There's another four-letter R word.
When you say it's all the rage, like... You make it sound like it's a fad, but like
The racists are being a lot more vocal and open about their racism.
The way you put it, like all the rage, it kind of actually fits because it does kind of seem like it's
all the rage
for some people. It's just kind of cool to be racist, apparently. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like that statement works on at least three levels.
Like it's
racism is all the rage.
Because racism is a term that's been used so much. I've just been exposed to it so much in my life. The word racism, people are like, they don't like what someone's saying or doing. Oh, you're a racist.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a broad, more general statement. But it feels right. like it's like the word is so overused that it loses, like when you hear racism or racist, it loses any real derogatory meaning.
And power.
That it's supposed to have.
Like if you were a racist, man, you're not a good person. Like, really, yeah. But now it's just like, it's just said so much that it doesn't really matter anymore.
Well, it's also just
calling
used...
somebody a Nazi or Hitler, during an argument. It's like, okay, well, the argument's over.
Oh, yeah. People that are like on Twitter and like social media and stuff, they're just like Trump supporters are, talking about, they're not even necessarily Trump supporters, just conservatives arguing certain opinions. And so people say that, oh, if you're on this side, then you're a racist or you're a Nazi, which is a crazy broad brush to paint with people with. It's an insane thing, especially when you're talking to somebody through a computer screen about a completely unrelated issue. It's like,
and that's a problem too. Social media, everybody's Facebook debating and those things, and it's not a debate. That's not an argument. That's just everybody yelling at each other through a computer screen, and they're not getting anything out of it. And there is no, like, would they say that to somebody if they were face-to-face? Probably
they
not.
They do get something out of it, though. They get a self-righteousness out of it by being like, sure. Oh, I'm condemning
somebody.
Well,
no, Josh meant something positive.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Makes there's no too. Positive.
No,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
No,
well,
just,
like a learning experience, though, is what he's trying to say.
Oh, yeah. Like, if anybody thinks they're changing anybody's
changing
mind
views,
that way,
yeah.
I mean, if anything, you're more likely to push somebody in the opposite direction when you're constantly calling somebody like that, you know?
And I feel like, and I'm,
especially when they aren't.
I'm pretty left when it comes to the political spectrum.
You a member of Antifa?
No.
no.
God.
But at the same, like the way in modern American politics, the last really 20, 30 years even, but more so in the last 20, 10. Identity politics.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just been, and it's just been, it's been really bad for, I guess, it's really stunted political discourse in this country. And it's, there's always been hyper-partisanship for the most part, but I feel that identity politics is a major reason for that divide, much more so today. And so it's just a problem, and it doesn't do anybody any good, but it's just easy to label people, and you don't have to do much work. You don't have to talk to them. You can just label them a racist or label them somebody who hates the poor, label them.
Yeah, it's easier to label someone than it is to actually have a conversation with them about it and see, if you can get some common ground or something like that.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't do it for the sake of, like, a lot of people in on this argument aren't necessarily in it because they believe so much in what they're talking about. They just feel like they're on the right side of an argument.
Right. Yeah.
So, like...
Oh, I've seen people saying that, like, on Twitter, like, you're on the wrong side of history here.
They
want to...
Like,
come on.
They want to feel accepted, so they just go to the side that they...
Self-righteous fucks.
...kind of float to.
A lot of the... I mean, like, a lot of the fucking people on the left, I said, like, they don't... They don't, like, I mean, I'm on their side for the most part, but, like, they don't fucking bother to listen to me because they're not in it for whatever...
Mm-hmm. Like, they're, any given fucking situation, it's about, like, oh, well, this is the moral thing to do, so I'm going to go ahead and virtue signal and seem like a really great person
and
shit on someone else all at the same time. So
and there's
insane
amounts of double standards where they talk about, oh, Antifa's just anti-racist and anti-fascist, and they're just trying to go against the racist. Well, the problem is, for the past several years, they've had a problem with just calling anyone that disagrees with them politically a Nazi and fucking throwing, like, the fucking guy that hit those people on the head with bike locks trying to kill him at those Berkeley rallies last year and shit. He was an Antifa guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So has Antifa been around? How long have they been around?
Oh,
I thought
years.
This was a recent
They've
phenomenon.
Been around for a long time. They're just never talked about on the mainstream media and stuff.
They like, were, incredibly fringe, like, on the outer edge.
But
yeah.
Nobody ever, like, yeah. talks about them and calls them out on their bullshit. And stuff, and they're like not considered a hate group. It's like, yeah, they haven't killed anybody, not for like a trying, man. They throw like water bottles full of semen at people and shit, and like the aforementioned bike lock incident. And
that's fucking
well,
crazy.
It's like, I mean, like
throw piss and shit at people. It's fucked up.
This is the first I'm hearing of this, but at the same time, it doesn't surprise me too much because when you look at an organization like PETA, it's like on concept, that's like, oh, that's a that's a good idea. Like somebody should be sticking up for animals, but then. Like, you start reading about the kinds of shit they pull, and it's like, oh, these are terrorists.
Yeah.
Like, these are fucking, these people are crazy.
Yeah, they are. PETA's, got a track record of kidnapping people's, like, house pets and shit and killing them and stuff, because they'd rather have...
They'd rather have them die than...
Yeah, than be a subservient pet, it's just crazy shit like that.
That's really weird. Goddamn.
I just feel like the extreme is, and maybe it's more so because of the way 24-hour news cycle, but I just feel like the extremes are coming out and the crazies are all out and about yelling very loudly, much
also,
more so than in the past.
Really upsetting that everybody thinks that the reasonable thing to do if they have a problem with something is to go fucking picket it and stage a demonstration and a protest.
Yeah.
That's not... really a effective thing to do for most issues.
Yeah.
They fucking got a Rose Parade in Portland canceled because the local like Republican people, like GOP people were going to be marching in it, and they like sent emails and stuff saying that you can't stop us and the police can't stop us from blocking roads and we're going to drag people out of the thing that are Republicans and stuff, you've been warned. So they ended up canceling the whole rally.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Goddamn.
Because local Republicans wanted to march in a rally.
Oh, the...
Antifa explicitly says, fuck free speech. It's like, that's fucked up.
Wow.
They had to cancel
it. At this point, we're just looking at fucking Antifa versus the Nazis, and it's like, these are both extremists.
Yeah. Oh, well, one side's very racist and and bigoted. It's like, yeah, well, the other side's doing the same kind of shit, but... Yeah.
I mean,
just saying they're doing it to fight against racism and stuff. It's bullshit. It's an excuse to get out there and just fucking attack people.
Yeah.
On both sides.
Yeah, I mean, it's
to quote the fucking shitty, shitty response by President Trump.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That sounds like the fucking quote from the beginning of, what is it, Revenge of the Sith. There are heroes on both sides.
The thing is, I don't have a problem with him saying that initially if he had actually not been so goddamn vague about it and cleared it up and actually come out and called out the neo-Nazis right then and then also mentioned Antifa and some of the shit that they were pulling, like coming in with lead pipes and like fucking 2x4s with nails through them and shit like that. And
Jesus
I mean,
Christ.
That should have been talked about. Everything should have just been laid out all at once instead of the fucking like parcel, like three-part speech thing that he did to finally...
Yeah.
And he still didn't even do it right. Like, it's just... He's...
See, extremists accomplish nothing because they just make your cause look bad.
Yeah.
Like, extremism in general. Like, it doesn't matter what side of the argument on, you're going to make it look a lot worse by being extreme about it.
It's what happened in Weimar Germany. Like, in the 30s, you had the red shirts and the brown shirts start to clash. The red shirts were all the commies and stuff, and they came in and just fighting in the streets, and dozens of people died and shit. And then the people decided that they wanted the brown shirts over the red shirts, and that actually helped Hitler get what he fucking wanted.
Interesting.
The fighting isn't going to do anything but destabilize everybody. They just want everybody to be fucking arguing and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a better distraction than you could ever hope for.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this will keep them busy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And they'll be killing each other and hurting each other and just, like, embedding themselves deeper into their personal cause mm-hmm. over this shit that...
And I don't,
it's frightening. It's not an exciting fucking time in this kind of, we're in really strange times in America right now.
I mean, it basically turns the societal interaction into controlled chaos.
Yeah.
And that's...
And it's the most effective they've done at it in quite a while. Like, mm-hmm. it's a fucking boiling point right now.
Oh, yeah, things are getting bad. It doesn't help that we have, like, the internet so readily mm-hmm. available. Like... That just amplifies. Like, I mean, I'm always one of those people who's stood by. Like, I mean, people were always this shitty, but
and there's always been problems.
There's always been problems, yeah. But like, it's not us that's changed. It's technologies and our ability to communicate.
Right.
And
the internet is really taken advantage of by people that don't have everyone's best interest at heart. They're mm-hmm. just trying to stir shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's making money on this. I know. Somebody's making money on this somehow.
Yeah.
Plenty of people are making money on this.
Yeah. Plenty of people.
Anyway. I think we've said about all we can on this. I guess let's get on to something a little bit
lighter. Time to move on. Well, it's finally come. Something we've been talking about for a while in this podcast. The Dark Tower movie.
Oh, yes. It has indeed.
And 3 out of the 5 of us that are here have seen it, and the reviews are in. It sucks.
It physically hurt me to watch.
We're going to go ahead and spoil everything in this movie, probably, just because...
Don't see this movie.
If you haven't seen it, don't watch it.
It is a waste of time.
It's
95 minutes, and people were talking about it being too short. I couldn't wait for it to end. It felt like it was 2.5 hours
long. It did feel longer than it was.
It was crazy how long it felt. Roland doesn't appear for about 10-15 minutes into the movie, and then it's just in a flashback scene, and then it's probably about...
It felt like half an hour before he showed up.
It's half an hour before he meets Jake in the desert, but it's probably about
That's right. You see the flashback. I keep forgetting that scene exists, because it's fucking pointless.
It's such a stupid scene, and the man in black just, like, kills Roland's dad by just, like, stop breathing. He's like... It's just Jesus. So horrible.
Now, Byron tells me that the stop breathing shit, that didn't happen in the books.
God,
at
no.
All.
Dude, no. Roland's dad...
Most of the movie
Roland's
didn't happen
dad,
in the books.
Roland's dad died when he was like a teenager mm-hmm. in the books.
Like, not when he was like 35.
Yeah,
like,
right, like right, right. And it's like the gunslingers are here, have always been here to protect the Dark Tower. And she's like, what? That's total bullshit. Like, that's not why the gunslingers exist at all. Roland didn't even know about the Dark Tower until, like, around the time of the fall of Gilead and stuff. Like, the gunslingers weren't there to protect the tower. They were there to protect, like, the area that they lived in and shit, the kingdom that they were in.
Right. They're kind of like knights.
Yeah.
They're Western knights.
Mm-hmm, kind of, yeah. God, Idris Elba was fucking horrible. Him and McConaughey were just
fucking terrible, man. I liked Elba. I thought he was
so corny, man.
Well,
like,
see, here's the thing.
And he was not Roland
at all. It's not his performance. It's the lines that suck.
His performance was bad, too. Like, the looks and shit on his face. And he's, like, holding Jake over the edge of a mountain. It's like, what? Did the man in black send you? Oh, you're one of his spies. Where is he? Just like a madman, just holding him over the edge of it. And then he, like, pulls him back. He's like, oh.
See, that scene was just really badly written.
How were the action sequences?
Not that good.
Not very good.
Nothing redeemable here.
I would say there's absolutely nothing good about them. I like my action a little bit more...
good actioning.
Well, see, here's the thing: is like even in fantasy shit, like I like it grounded in reality.
Yeah.
So I'm very... picky about it, but even like being kind of forgiving and lenient on it being a fantasy movie, I'm still just it's not very good.
There's one thing, you know, the shot in the trailer where it shows him reload his pistol by like rolling it across the bullets. That shot is repeated twice in the big battle scene.
The
right
same
towards
shot.
The end of it. It's the exact same shot. I don't know if you caught that, Cameron, but it's oh god, oh fuck, it's just. It's unwatchable. Like I really had to struggle to watch the whole thing. It's just so
all
bad.
All you had to do was make a Western about like the dude in fucking desert.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you could have made that cheaply.
They could have just done the first movie on 60 million. Yeah, they just did the first book, yeah.
Easily done it. It would have been cheaper. it would have been more open-ended to where, like, they could continue with the series if there was enough interest.
It felt like a TV movie.
Yeah.
It felt like a fucking TV movie.
It was, wow. Like, there was no atmosphere. It was, and any time they did start to capture some sort of atmosphere, they immediately threw it out the window for a completely different aesthetic.
The Dark Tower itself, when it's shown, is just this stupid, who gives a shit? Like, it doesn't really put any kind of reverence to it or anything.
Wow.
Roland says he doesn't...
It just feels like Evil Lair.
Says he doesn't give a shit about the tower, basically, and he's just trying to kill the man in black, and that he doesn't care about it all about getting to the tower. It's the tower's going to come down, and I'm just going to kill him before that happens. It's like, you've read the books, most of them, Sean.
Yeah.
How far off is that from...
That's frightening. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be like one of those movies that's like, first of all, I'm not going to pay for it. And second of all, like I'll like fold laundry to it or something like that.
Right. Like, yeah. I'm really curious what you think about it. Like, the thing is, like, if you weren't a follower of the books, you'd go in and you'd be like, God, this movie sucks. It's just so generic. And you're like, what's happening?
And here's the thing.
You've read the books, you're like, you understand what's happening. And you're like, it's not good. God, yeah. No, they did this to this. Like,
yeah.
See, I've read the first book.
Yeah.
It was like the update version of first book, I believe. I understood what was happening. Like, it wasn't hard to follow the plot.
Right.
Like, it's just the plot is really fucking stupid.
Yeah, it doesn't really make much sense.
It's not, like, I mean, they had to work at this, right? Like, they must have had to work at making it this bad.
One thing that's crazy is they just shoehorned in that It reference, like at the amusement park thing.
Oh, I missed
and,
that.
And, like, they shoehorned in, like, it seemed like a shitload of other Stephen King references. It's like, why are you taking so much time in the Dark Tower movie to just be like, yeah, Stephen King wrote some other stuff, too. Remember this that he wrote?
Check this out. Yeah.
The movie that's coming out in a little while.
That's fucking weird.
You know, what's weird about that, too, is those are two different studios.
I know.
So, like, they're not even...
No, I know.
...benefiting off some sort of...
Sure aren't.
Stephen King universe type deal. It's literally just...
There's nothing about the beams. There's no beam guardians. There's, like, he says a beam quake at one point, and he describes something that's not a beam quake. They fuck up the whole thing about the Keystone Earth. You know what I mean, Byron?
Yeah.
It's just...
What do you mean?
Like, there's multiple universes and stuff in the Dark Tower, and the Keystone Earth is, like, basically the real world. And in the movie, they have Jake be from the Keystone Earth. He's not from the Keystone Earth. He's from one of the other Earths.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's another fuck-up thing they did.
That's something I didn't really pick up on.
Yeah, the Keystone Earth doesn't make any sense, because that's, like, later in the series that it talks about. That's supposed to be, like, our world. There's not fucking, like... Dark Tower shit and, like, Stephen King stuff that exists, like, in our world. That's, like there's a picture of the Overlook Hotel on Jake's, psychiatrist's desk or some shit. It's like, I mean, whoever did it obviously has no care or understanding of the source material. It's just bad. It's just a shit movie. It's literally one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It really seems like they had to go out of their way to fuck this one up.
Yeah. It's like that, like Byron sent me a text. It's like, it's baffling, isn't it? It's like they tried to make it as bad as possible. And that's the best thing that can, that's true. That's the best review ever of it.
Yeah, when you have such high rated actors, what were y'all thinking?
Byron and I were basically saying that to each other, like, not even halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
And then all throughout the rest of the movie, just turning to each other in the theater. Like why the fuck are they doing this?
They had to have tried to make it this bad.
It's like a producer's type situation. Like, were they trying to make this a flop, like, on purpose? Like, to get some kind of fucking back-end windfall off of it somehow? Like
how does that work, though? How does that work, though?
I guess watch the producers. I don't remember exactly what their plot was, but it was something along those lines.
On our way out of the theater, like, we were just talking about how bad that movie was that we just sat through.
Yeah.
And we paused in a conversation just long enough to hear the people who work at the theater having a conversation of their own. And one of them says, yeah, supposedly it was originally about 2.5-3 hours, but it was really terrible, so they just cut it down to a shitty 90 minutes.
Damn, dude,
one thing I saw that the director said in an interview was because they asked him if there was a bunch of, like, deleted scenes, you know, that we're gonna get in the DVD, and it's like, well, most of the stuff that we shot fit into this, unlike most movies, pretty much everything we shot made it into the movie. I was like, that is a blatant lie. We know that you did reshoots last year. Like, you did extensive reshoots on it. That's just a plain, flat-out lie.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember when they were doing reshoots. And we were like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
We were like, uh-oh.
And then when the trailer was supposed to come out, and then it leaked, and everybody hated it, and then we didn't see a trailer for another 6 goddamn months after that.
Yeah, that's right.
We were like, uh-oh.
Until
uh-oh.
After the It trailers came out.
Yeah.
No, when I saw that trailer, I was like, ooh, shit. This, I don't know.
And you know what? Even the shitty first trailer looked like a better movie than what we actually got.
You were excited for
it. I love
it.
How
not,
you said...
Not
I,
on that first trailer, dude, but the actually finally one that came out.
As soon as you said shitty first trailer, like, Josh flushed the toilet.
Yeah, because they just cut the best looking segments of the movie together real quick and made it look... Because I was like, maybe this will be okay. And then, man, like, I got all the reviews and I was like, fuck it, I'm not going to see this. And then I finally decided I was going to watch it. Byron told me how horrible it is. I went in expecting it to just be dog shit. Yeah. And it was way worse than I expected.
Jesus.
Yeah, see, here's the thing, is you were more excited for it than I was. I like...
Until the reviews came out.
Until the reviews, yeah.
Well, even then, I was probably...
I had a false hope. I was just hoping for the best at that point. Because I saw it coming, and there's no way to avoid it. So maybe it'll be okay. Whoever cut those trailers together needs a fucking Oscar, man, because that movie doesn't exist from the trailers they cut together.
I do remember when the trailer came out, and you sent it to all of us, and you're like, it looks pretty good. Yeah. And I don't know anything about the Dark Tower at all. And I was like, yeah, it looked like
it's pretty dog shit.
I mean, it looked interesting from the trailers, but it's like, did y'all ever watch the Tom Cruise, what is the alien movie?
Right in my hand.
War of the Worlds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
The trailer to that movie.
Yeah, I've seen it.
The trailer to that movie.
I've seen that movie.
Is really well done. Like, it makes you want to watch that movie. Yeah, if you ever watched the theatrical trailer for War of the Worlds advertising that movie, and you're like, hey, I want to watch that movie, and you would still want to watch that movie because that's not the movie, because it is just awful. But. I just remember, but from the trailer of the Dark Tower, it looked like it was going to have pacing issues.
Yeah.
Boy, did it.
Oh, yeah. Like,
it was one of the worst paced movies ever made.
I really also hate that it started off in, like, boring ass fucking Earth.
And ended in boring ass fucking Earth.
Boring ass fucking
I mean,
Earth.
Like, at least.
Most of the movie was in boring ass fucking Earth.
Here's the thing, at least there was shit happening whenever they came back in it outside of Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
But that should have happened in, like, at least the second movie or something, or the following TV series or whatever it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, not happening now.
I hope it doesn't happen.
There's no way they can do that.
The reviews were so bad, there's no way.
I actually heard talk that there were talk that, they floated the idea of having the TV series be unconnected to the movie and just basically starting over.
Starting over. That would be the only good idea if they're going to do that.
If they do that, no one from the film must be involved at all.
Right.
Not Jesus actors, Christ. Not set people even, nobody.
Like, no writers for sure.
Nobody.
I don't want them to use the same caterers on set.
No, we need
bad
to get,
luck. It's bad juju.
Yeah. We can't have the same people making Popkins. Those obviously
burn it to the ground, kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. No stuntmen or women.
No, and the fucking thing, like Kristen Winnick, the chick that played Jake's mom in it, like early on in her casting, like they were making a big deal about like hiding what character she was, and like she was holding her hands over her name on the trailer, on her trailer, acting like it was a big deal. They were just creating all this false buzz for something that just these red herrings that didn't matter.
That's fucking weird. Because
she was in the movie for like a total of 3 minutes.
Yeah, and she wasn't playing a controversial character, a secret character. She was just playing Jake's mom.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Was she even in the books? Jake's mom?
Fucking briefly in the third one.
Okay.
Because
my experience with Jake was like in the first book when he's getting run over by a car.
You need yeah.
And he exists in like something that vaguely resembles Earth for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, he's from Earth.
No,
but yeah, you need to read the rest of the books. They're so much better.
I need to reread the first one.
Yeah, you need to read the original version. I need to give you a copy of that.
Oh, the one that
he didn't rewrite for no fucking reason.
I forgot about those. that he did a rewrite.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
What'd they change?
A lot of shit.
A lot of stupid shit.
Really substantial, but just a lot of weird, small.
It's like, what are you just bored? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I think so.
He started describing Roland using half moon reloads in his gun. And we got into an argument for a minute about whether or not that was...
Yeah, because it wasn't in the book that I read.
It was in the book that I read. And
it's so stupid.
Fucking wait a minute.
Fucking yeah, wait. Are we talking about the same shit?
Stephen King originally was going to rewrite each book in the series, all seven.
Yep.
But decided against that.
He just rewrote the first one?
Yeah. He was going to rewrite them and rewrite himself out of the last two books because he ends up Stephen King appears in the last two books of the Dark Tower series and plays a pretty pivotal role.
Yeah.
And he was going to write himself out of that, which means he was going to drastically change everything that happened towards the end of the series.
Really, honestly, couldn't have hurt because the end of that series is kind of weak, if I'm being honest.
I thought that's in keeping with Stephen King.
He's really bad at endings.
Yeah.
He's really bad at endings.
The last three books have a completely different tone than the first four.
The one thing I've had the ending to this book, to the series described to me, and that was the one thing that made me wish that I had read the books because I thought it was fucking awesome.
That's not what I'm even talking about, though. The very end is okay, but
he actually writes himself into the books.
Yep.
Yes.
Writes himself to be like a very, very pivotal role into the books.
Of course he does.
Like Stephen King.
Stephen King.
Why is that even?
Yeah. At one point, the characters travel to Stephen King Earth and interact with Stephen King. And he, like, gives them guidance on their journey because he's writing the whole thing.
That's funny.
Not even a joke.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, how is that good?
It's bad.
I think it's kind of hilarious. I love it.
No, you don't.
At one point, he needs to get a message to Roland, and he writes it down on a piece of paper and eats it. And then
what? What?
Oh,
and then
Jesus.
Roland, like, gets it in the mail.
What?
Whoa. Whoa.
That happens.
Oh, God.
That happens in the Dark Tower books.
And this sounds even better than I was imagining.
And this is a critically acclaimed...
It's considered his magnum opus.
Yeah.
You know what? And I think that's all just a lie now. I really don't think he ever cared about it at all. Because he fucking lied. I want to tweet it to Stephen King about like his praise for the movie. It's like, you lying bastard. You have forgotten the face of your father.
Yeah.
This is not... this. How you could put your seal of approval on this is just beyond me. He's like, this is not exactly my original novel, but it is very much in tone with my series. No, it isn't at all. It's like they just fucking like shook a Dark Tower book and like some references fell out, and they're like, oh, let's do something with these, I guess. Yeah, anyway. We've spent too much time talking about this piece of shit.
Yeah, we have.
Who's excited for It next month?
I'm not excited for anything anymore.
Anybody seen the leaked
That movie ruined
scene?
You from everything?
Yeah, you guys
You've
seen
been breathing.
The leaked
I have
2 minute sewer scene of him talking to Georgie?
No, is it shit? Is it shitty?
He is going ham on that role,
oh my
and
God.
People are eating
he
it
sounds
up
like
for some reason.
Cameron described him as sounding like Scooby-Doo.
It sounds like
about
Scooby-Doo.
Right.
No way.
Hiya, Georgie. You look like a nice boy.
Oh my God.
But you have a lot of friends?
No way.
Well, the circus just blew me away, Georgie. There's cotton candy and peanuts and...
Popcorn?
Yes! Popcorn!
Oh my God.
Holy
Popcorn's
shit.
Popcorn's favorite, isn't it?
You're making me cringe.
Yeah, no, it makes you cringe, and people are eating it up for some reason. They're like, this is the Pennywise that was in the book.
Yeah.
What?
This is the one that was in the book.
Well, okay. If that's the case, then...
Well, that's bullshit.
They specifically describe his voice as perfectly reasonable during that sewer scene in the book. Trying to be fucking, like, a sinister Scooby-Doo is not perfect. Like, this is an actual line.
Popcorn's your favorite, right? I like it, too. Way it goes, pop, pop.
What the fuck?
Jesus. That's an actual line.
What the fuck?
So he's like Nicolas Cage when his synapses stop working?
Yeah.
All the time.
And Georgie just is standing there the entire time talking to this clown like, that kid is stupid as fuck, man. If he hadn't gotten killed by Pennywise in the sewer, he would have gone home and like drank some bleach from under the sink.
He
God damn,
he would have eaten one of those like...
Why?
Why did you just do that?
Why not?
At least that's a recognizable
mic.
That's
pretty annoying.
Mike, you farted into this.
You farted into your own mic. Now you've got to talk into it, asshole.
This is my mic. I didn't fart into it. I farted past it. It creates a better
sound.
You're
still getting shit particles on that.
Not through two layers of clothes.
Yes. Poop particles.
Yeah.
Totally poop particles on there.
That is what farts are, dude.
No, it's not.
It's poop particles.
I think you're just jealous.
I think you're just jealous.
Jealous.
Of your poop particle mic?
Mm-hmm. Jealous of your... dumbass
idea. It's
not on
the mic
and
we're right past it.
Mm.
So I'm excited for it. It looks like it's going to be a total train wreck. And see, here's the thing. This movie could have been shitty, or this movie could have been awesome. And either way, I would have been on board with it.
Yeah.
Because fucking sewer clown.
Have you seen that promo shot that they put out where it's just like the sewer pipe thing and his head's just sticking out of
it? Yeah, no,
like,
it looks goofy as shit.
I started laughing when I saw it. Like, it looks like it's supposed to be funny.
No, this movie, like, I've said this since the first trailer.
We need an honest
trailer
for a comedy version.
Came out, the one that they called a teaser.
Yeah.
This movie looks like it has amazing comedic timing, and I think I'm going to be laughing my ass off through the whole thing.
I mean, it looks...
I am so excited for this, like, upcoming Stephen King comedy, and that is so appropriate, because the book is really stupid, too.
Like, it's a retarded book, yeah.
I mean... Does nobody remember that Richie helps Bill kill a macrocosmic being with racism?
Yeah. That's what happens.
How does that work?
He does racist impressions at the monster.
Yeah, he does like a vaudevillian like black voice.
Wait, I don't remember that. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Actually, it's a Mexican at the Mexican. Very end.
Yeah.
It's a, what is it, Filthy Sanchez
or
something?
He looks tiny as fuck.
I don't know.
A Dirty Sanchez? What are you talking about?
Filthy Sanchez, Dirty Sanchez or something.
What are you talking about? Isn't that horrible?
Just
have you seen it?
Says awful shit.
It looks funny.
It looks photoshopped to hell.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it is.
Like, can you
That's
imagine?
Supposed to be scary.
Can you imagine his pose, like, inside the pipe to get his head to stick out that way?
We gotta tweet out that picture. This promotional picture.
Yeah,
for
we
it
must.
That looks fucking ridiculous.
Just like, hey, look at me. I'm a clown that eats people.
That looks like something I would have slapped together in like 10 minutes. That looks bad.
Mm-hmm. It looks really bad. But what are we going to do? You know, there's nothing we can do about it.
I am psyched. I still think it's going to be fucking hilarious.
It's not. Awesome.
I'm definitely
going to
see it. We're probably going to go see it on opening night.
Couldn't be worse than The Dark Tower. It couldn't be.
No way.
That's probably why they
made
The Dark Tower bomb so bad,
so that
this movie would look like a success.
You've seen the trailers.
Different studios.
You've seen the trailers.
Right, yeah.
It looks like a real movie, not something that was shot for television.
That's true. It does.
It actually looks like a real movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be better, but we're talking...
It couldn't help.
I think it's going to be hilarious. I'm hoping it's going to be hilarious. As long as it's hilarious, I am so fucking on board. I'm Gutter Clown, dude.
I just think it's going to be hilarious
Gutter
if
Clown.
They do the sex scene.
Are they going to have the sex scene?
They're probably going to do some semblance of it.
No, they cut it out.
Oh,
like, that's
they?
Actually, I believe that's why the original director, who actually wanted Will Poulter, of all people. Because
that would be the end of the movie,
Pennywise.
Basically, wouldn't it? Since they're just doing them as kids and stuff,
yeah.
Wouldn't
yeah,
that?
They would
be
all
like...
have sex with each other in the sewer and then go home, and the movie would end.
No, they would all gangbang the chick,
yes.
And the movie would end.
Yeah,
see, that's where you lose me, Stephen King. That's where you lose me. I've never read it, but I remember y'all talking about that. I was like, oh yeah, these kids gangbang this chick in a sewer. And I'm just like, there's a man who wrote a book with that in there, and then people
yes.
read it, and were like, yeah. This is amazing. This book is amazing.
That's true.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah.
True story.
You're writing, like, demon clown smut. And...
The clown isn't involved in the sexual act, Josh, okay?
It's just
children.
It's not really a gangbang.
It's just children.
That does bother me a little bit. People call it a gangbang.
Okay,
they were running the train.
Okay, she goes around and fucks all of them.
Yeah,
okay,
they
wow.
tag team her.
They tag team her.
Okay, there's also some really weird sex scenes in The Dark Tower as well.
Yeah.
He is... Like,
he's weird.
Wait till you get to the third book, man. There's like a strange like demon sex scene that's...
Yeah.
It is one of the most unsettling parts of the entire
series. That is very pivotal to the plot.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm into it.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But it is.
It's not for like a couple books, and then Stephen King like remembers it, and he's like, "Oh, in like book five, he reintroduces
yes.
it as a major
so
plot
sloppy.
Point."
Hey, remember this? Yeah, 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 yeah. It was
kind
hot, wasn't it?
Important. You liked that part, didn't you? Out of 10, how hard do you think my dick's gonna be, Byron, when I read this section?
It's like -4.
pre-cum level?
It's me.
Negative four on the Richter
camera,
scale.
It's going to be a 9.5.
9.5. I'm into it. I'm into it.
You're really perverted, so you'll...
9.5 on the Dichter scale.
I am
nice.
One of the more filthy degenerates I know.
Okay. Stop bragging.
Stop.
Never. It's all I have.
It's all I have. God damn it. Jeez. I need to gloat.
I can't imagine that's why, like, I've never really read Stephen King, and I don't really ever plan on reading.
He's done some really good books. He's one of
my
favorite.
No, it's not all child porn and fucking demon sex, Josh. There's other stuff, too.
He's one of my favorite authors of...
There's other stuff, too.
He's one of my favorite authors of the 20th century. But I hate him at the same time.
He's done some bullshit.
Yeah, it's a love-hate relationship.
See, I like some of his ideas. For sure. I mean, that's the, like, it is kind of like the perfect example of how I feel about Stephen King.
The
like,
Dead Zone is a really good book.
Like, that's an amalgamation of like, everything. About, like, because some of the stuff's really well written. When you get to, like, the smaller characters and their stories and stuff like that, some of it's really well written. It, like, when it's, like, brief. And then some of it's just, like, really fucking hard to get through and badly written. And then some of it's like, it has like some of the stupidest, craziest ideas that when you read it, you're just like, I can't believe this guy's fucking doing this. Like,
okay, I know you were describing like his work in general, but you also almost perfectly described The Stand.
Yeah, exactly. That's another, like, that's, I like it slightly better because it's shorter. I did read the uncut version, to be fair.
The Stand is pretty great because, like, it's like, yeah, this is great, and then it hits to the middle part, and then it just slows to a creeping fucking crawl. Oh, you're just like, I don't want to read about more committee meetings about how they have to go around and turn off all the lights and unplug all the appliances before they turn the power back on, or otherwise it'll cause a power surge. What's happening?
Yeah, right. That book took me a fucking year to read.
Like, what were you thinking?
Like, I was carrying that around for an entire school year.
I believe it.
Like, I just, because it would get to these parts where it's just like, you're holding onto this book and dragging it around, and like, even though you have nothing to do in this period, you're like, I really don't want to read that.
Like, that I can't read about another committee meeting in Boulder.
I don't want to fucking do it. Like, can we just go back to Vegas, please? read about what Flag's do. Have Flag yell at somebody. I like those scenes.
Can Trash Can Man burn some more shit or something? Right. Like, I don't know.
And that's a long book, too.
Oh, I read the uncut version, and it's brutal.
The uncircumcised version.
Yeah, the regular version's like 830 pages, and the uncircumcised version's like over 1,000, I think.
Got a lot of foreskin on it.
Oh, yeah, they chopped off a lot of foreskin. They probably could have chopped off a little bit more. It was kind of a sloppy circumcision to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
In the 800-page one. Probably could have been 5.
A little baggy.
If we're being honest with ourselves here, yeah. A little bit of a turtleneck situation going on. But, yeah.
Wearing a sweater.
Wearing a sweater.
All right.
Yeah, that also perfectly sums up fucking Stephen King and his,
discography.
My favorites by him are, The Long Walk, Survivor Type, and It. In that order, I'd say.
Never heard of Survivor Type.
That's
Survivor
a short Type story.
Is a short story. I think in, what is it, Skeleton Crew?
Yes.
My favorite is The Lawnmower Man. That's the best short story.
I haven't read that one.
It is crazy.
It's weird. He says I'll like it a lot.
Yeah,
you will.
Cameron will
like
it.
You'll love it.
It'll probably knock off It.
Didn't they make it a movie?
Yeah.
They made a movie and it was called The Lawnmower Man.
That's
the
only
similarity's pretty much in there. Imagine if they made a movie of the short story The Lawnmower Man, that would be insane.
Dude, that's like, oh god, who, Lars von Trier? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only director off the top of Takashi Miike.
Takashi Miike
would be a really good if you get like the Japanese The Lawnmower Man.
So
The Lawnmower Man.
To run the mower, man.
What about the long? Like, how short of a short story?
It's pretty short.
It's like,
don't spoil anything about
it. 50 pages.
Yeah,
60
pages.
What
do you want me
to
do? Tell
you
the story? Like, Cameron wants to read it.
I actually do want to read that.
Oh, you haven't read it.
Huh? Yeah.
You haven't read it. That's why you want
to. Hey, Nick.
Dude, are you serious?
Dude.
We're going to have to stop and buy more cigarettes.
We can go and get another pack after we finish this podcast. I don't give a shit.
I guess we could do that.
We'll see. But anyway, yeah.
So there goes your $8, Nick.
Read it.
I feel.
Sorry. Yeah, read The Lawnmower Man. And then think about your life, I guess.
Think about it.
It's a really weird story.
So you think I'll love it?
Yes.
Both of you seem to think I'll love
it. I know you'll love it.
Okay.
Very
Cameron. I kind of love it, but...
Wasn't Maximum Overdrive
not really.
Stephen King, right?
Yeah, it was. The movie was directed by Stephen King. It was based on a short story called Trucks by Stephen King.
I remember.
Did he write
the
screenplay as well? I think he did.
I think he did.
And directed.
I remember that being a pretty good movie, but I was...
Yeah, it's okay.
His quote right
it's
before
perfectly
he made
fine.
That movie is like, you know what, basically, he was saying, like, if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And then he directed fucking Maximum Overdrive.
Okay, the thing is, that movie gets a lot of shit.
I like it.
It's perfectly fine.
I liked it.
It's kind of stupid, but it's okay.
That the main evil semi truck, I'll never forget that goddamn thing.
Yeah.
It's the Green Goblin.
Yeah, I agree.
It's the Green Goblin.
Fucking,
for no reason.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah,
like
they call it the Green Goblin?
No, there's a giant Green Goblin face on the front of the semi truck.
Yeah.
For no reason.
I would like Maximum Overdrive a lot more if it had ended the way the short story did.
Like,
how did it
about
end?
10 minutes before the movie ended, you mean? Where they're just pumping gas for the trucks and they're like, this
and they
is
just
it.
Have a vision of humanity becoming enslaved by trucks
and
there's no
it.
Hope.
Yeah.
And then it ends.
Yeah. I like the movie ending a little bit better myself.
Yeah.
But.
Well, that's the difference between you and me. Nick.
I'm into that book ending. I would have ended it there, too.
I hear you. That's also probably what the person thought that was doing the Mist movie. They're
I would have gone through the tragic ending like the Mist. I would have gone through a tragic ending.
How did the movie end again?
They get to the boat, right?
Yeah, they get to a boat and go off to an island where there's no technology. It implies.
Yeah. Basically, they get to the
boat. At least not any fucking like giant trucks or anything. Like nothing that you're going to get run over by.
So the boats don't rebel?
Well, it's a sailboat.
Yeah. No engines. It's all about like
it's all electronic stuff.
It's all
too.
Electronic like, and combustion engines and stuff.
Like a vending machine, like shoots out like a fucking sodas into a dude's crotch, nuts,
yeah.
and hits him in the nuts several times. It's pretty great movie.
It's really stupid, you need to watch it. It is
a pretty great movie.
I mean, it's a movie that I would recommend.
Fantastic.
Stephen King
has
like
a cameo in it, like
alcohol.
at the beginning. He's going to an ATM. And he like puts in this thing to get out some money, and then the screen goes, asshole. And then
he's like, that's right.
And it just starts asshole. All over the screen goes, honey, this machine's calling me an asshole.
Yeah. So he actually has a line.
Yeah, and that's the voice he used. Very similar to that.
In the movie he directed?
It sounds like exactly like one of his generic side characters
from one
of his books.
Remember the Creepshow appearance he made?
I never saw that movie.
I do. I remember the Creepshow.
That one.
No spoilers.
Remember
I want to see that.
The Stephen King one, right? Yeah.
He's
in it with Ted Danson, right?
He plays a role.
Isn't he in the Ted Danson segment?
No.
Not the segment, but the same film.
Okay.
He's in the same film.
Yeah, don't spoil it. I mean,
but
Ted Danson was awesome, too.
This isn't really a spoiler, but he's in a straight-up role in one of the...
Oh,
yeah,
that's awesome.
He's the main character.
He's the main character.
Oh, really?
He's the main character of a segment.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite roles.
And it's probably my favorite segment.
So he's pretty.
I don't know.
It.
It's good. Yeah, but that whole movie, the first Creepshow, is really good. Even Creepshow 2 is good.
Huh.
I think they made 3, 4, and 5. I don't know. There's a lot of Creepshows out there.
Yeah. Actually, I take that. I haven't seen that movie in long enough, but like, I do have fond memories of that fucking segment.
It's a good.
It's particularly magical.
Creepshow is like an
anthology
film.
It's like Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah, but in a movie. But to me, I like it better. To be honest with you, I like Creepshow better. There just weren't enough of them.
Right.
The difference is the host. There is no host.
Right. Really. There's a narrator.
There's no crypt keeper.
Yeah,
there's a narrator, but you don't see him.
Gotcha.
And it goes through like comic book form, kind of similar to Tales. Mm-hmm. It's a total ripoff, but they did a good job.
No, actually, those...
I was
going to
say...
Both of those magazines were... they came out around the same time.
Oh, that's
right.
It was a magazine.
Yeah, or it was a comic book.
A comic book. Yeah, never mind. Yeah, okay.
Creepshow and Tales from the Crypt were both comic books.
Yeah, something tells me that there's probably similar writers involved.
It's been a very Stephen King-centric episode.
It really has.
It has. Stephen King is relevant right now in the times. And riots.
Got a movie out in theaters right now. Going to have one
in about a month or so. So
yeah. Got a show on TV right now.
Does he?
What? What's Mist is still going, isn't it?
Oh yeah. I keep forgetting that exists.
How is that doing? Not too good?
Not too good, and I've heard the reviews are not very good.
So not as good as the
no
movie.
No interest in seeing that show. The black and white version of the movie, like, I think you should watch it.
Speaking of Tom Jane, because he was in The Mist, I rewatched that short film of The Punisher.
The Punisher, yeah.
That was pretty good.
That
was fucking awesome.
I haven't seen the short film.
John Bernthal said that was one of his big inspirations for The Punisher.
That short film?
Yeah, that was
the
a big,
short film?
That was something that he looked
That's
at.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, The Works. Punisher, Tom Jane is The Punisher, fucks somebody up with a Jack Daniels bottle.
It's
10 minutes long?
Yeah. One thing that John Bernthal said about the new Punisher's quote recently is that he said, I tried not to make him not too heroic, which is awesome.
Right. Because
that's always been the problem with the Punisher movies is they just turn him into this too sympathetic character and he's a hero character. The Punisher is a fucking murderer.
He's a dick.
Yeah, he's supposed to be an anti-hero.
That's one of the best things about him is because he's the complete opposite of every other like Marvel superhero.
Like it should have been
he's unhinged like Ben Affleck's Batman was unhinged. Mm-hmm. You know,
if you want to make like a Punisher movie, you got to go like a serious Deadpool territory. Serious version of Deadpool.
Right.
Like where he just does not give a fuck and he's willing to kill anybody. You got to go full R with it. You got to have him just murdering people and you got to have him be somebody who doesn't do the right thing because it's the right thing.
Have you seen Daredevil season 2? You need to watch
so
it.
So good.
I haven't
so
seen good. Daredevil season 1.
Yeah, you should watch it and watch Daredevil season 2 because John Bernthal from the Shane from the Walking Dead plays the Punisher in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best. It is the Punisher. It's the best film version of the Punisher ever. It's incredible.
See it. Deadpool 2 stopped filming because they're investigating that accident.
What happened? Stuntman died. The stunt car driver died.
Yeah. I can't remember what the stunt was, but anyways, a female stunt driver for Domino died in an accident. So now they're...
Is Domino supposed to be in the...
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
So the stunt woman died, and so now, they stopped production because there's an investigation going on.
Yeah.
Safety investigation, I guess.
Well,
condolences
to her family and
all
her friends, because that's horrible.
Someone dying on set, that's always just unfortunate as fuck. And you know, like, the people involved in the movie, even if they had nothing to do with it...
They feel guilty.
Oh, sure.
They feel guilty, too. Yeah.
And the stunt people really are the unsung heroes of the film industry. Like, they really, still to this day, do not get the credit that they deserve, man, because they are... Who is responsible for all that awesome shit you see? They have to put their fucking lives on the line to do that.
Literally,
even for the most simple, even for some of the stunts that look
this should
more
be
simple
this should be a 21st century eye opener to stuntmen and women.
Speaking of stunts gone wrong, have you guys seen the Tom Cruise thing?
No.
For Mission Impossible 6,
is he doing all his own stunts?
The building
again?
Jump gone wrong. Jesus Christ, dude, he got fucked up. Like,
good.
He did this stunt where they're jumping from building to building. And the jump is a little bit too far. He's on a wire and stuff, but the platform he's jumping on is the same height as the thing that he's jumping over to. It's not elevated any.
Yeah.
So he jumps over to it, and like there's video from the side, and just slams into the side of this building and just like swings out and stuff. So then he does it again.
What the fuck?
And this time he makes it up to like the point where his upper thighs, like everything above him,
this is
what just slams into the side
and then
kind of
crumples over.
And then he falls
over.
Down, you know, and he's just
kinda crumples over.
And he gets over and he's like, awkwardly, like walking over.
He's like, look, I did it. I did the
like,
scene.
Because he's like, oh, God. Like, you can tell his legs are just destroyed. Like he got hurt. And then he just kind of like, drifted back. He just kind of got off the edge and just drifted back over to the other side and let them fish him up from over there.
He probably yelled out right before he did the jump, this is for Scientology.
He was like, Jesus Christ, his thetan level must have been like low that day or something. Like he was.
So what do they take? Like thetan juice or how does that work?
Wheatgrass. I think they're supposed to get rid of the thetans, isn't it?
Oh, is it thetans are bad?
Yeah, the thetans are bad. You don't want to have thetans, I think. But I'm
so
not
yeah, that's right. Because when you go clear, you don't have any thetans left. That's what going clear is.
You go clear. Okay.
Yeah.
So what happens then? I like know the secrets of the universe if I go clear.
You're just perfectly at peace.
Thetan? What the fuck is that?
We're talking about Scientology.
Scientology. Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
I actually have some really interesting movie news. Nick, are you familiar with you're familiar with the works of Terry Gilliam, I assume?
Oh yes. Lost is is it finally coming out?
I was gonna say
Don Quixote?
The man who killed Don Quixote, as of last month, has officially entered post.
I don't believe it.
They've finished filming the movie.
There's no way.
Something's going to happen.
Something's going to happen?
There's no way this movie's going to come out.
Did they film it on film stock or digital? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Because if they filmed it on film stock, all of the film is going to burst up into flames before they get a chance to finish editing it. If they shot it on digital,
so
there's
going
to be a magnet factory explosion nearby.
I feel really dumb right now. Explain to me, why is this cursed?
Because
Don Quixote is just a cursed production.
He tried
in general.
To do
everybody who's tried to do like a movie version has failed.
He tried to do this thing
four times, late 90s.
Like there's this thing in Scotland where one thing after another fucking happened. Like, his lead actor at one point, like, fell off a horse and broke his neck.
No, he had a broken disc in his back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And he couldn't ride a horse.
That's right. Then there's they had finished a bunch of, half of principal photography in this one area that had these really distinctive dunes and stuff, and, like, the lay of the land was very distinctive. And then they had, like, a rainstorm come in that hadn't seen anything like that in, like, 100 years or some shit, and it completely changed the lay of the land when they still had key scenes to film there.
Oh, shit.
So it was like they did a whole documentary on it called Lost in La Mancha.
Which is a really good documentary.
And,
yeah. Like, I'd recommend...
It's crazy. It's
Netflix
just like it shows you what
it's on
happens
YouTube, actually.
Oh, really?
When
okay.
God doesn't want a movie to happen.
Yeah, when God said no to this movie. Yeah, but
so they never made the movie.
Well, he tried like four
times. Well, apparently
times.
Now
four
they
or
have
five times.
Four finally
five
have times. Made it. Apparently,
they finally finished.
I don't believe it's going to see the light of day.
Something's going to happen.
I got.
I'll
hope,
believe
man.
It. I'll believe it when I see it.
I like even if the movie's bad.
I think this
I'd
is it this time,
just
guys.
To frame it.
I think this is the one.
Or there's going to be some kind of like Bill Cosby esque rape scandal, like involving Gilliam allegedly, or something's going to happen.
Yeah.
That, like,
not Gilliam. He's one of the good guys.
Yeah. I know.
Well, just because it's scandal doesn't mean it's true.
Right. What, are you trying to defend Bill Cosby here, Sean?
Oh, shit, no. No. I can see how you could get that by what I said, but... No.
Sean's been backed into a corner.
As much as I like Jell-O, fuck that guy.
As much as I enjoy pudding pops from time to time.
Yeah. Damn, dude. You done coughed out a cumulonimbus.
What? Coughed out some Jell-O there.
Then coughed out some Bill Cosby semen there. So
Sorry.
Old, it came out as dust.
Oh, God.
Dude, you are legit crying.
I am.
Way too much.
It's just sad to see an American hero sink so far.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to The Man Who Killed Don Quixote coming out in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
Has anybody seen his previous film, The Zero Theorem, I think it's
I've
called.
Heard of it.
No, I never saw it.
Apparently it stars Christoph Waltz, which I'd like to see him directed by somebody who isn't Tarantino.
That'd be cool.
Because he is a good actor.
Yeah, he is.
He's a really good actor.
Yeah,
he was the best part of Inglourious Basterds, in my opinion.
By far.
Yeah.
Like, by a landslide, yeah.
It's one of the best parts of Django Unchained.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, he was incredible in that.
Yep.
Jamie Foxx was surprisingly really
He was.
Good.
He
like,
was great.
I mean, I never pictured him doing something that subtle.
Yeah.
You know, just, like, that was all facial expressions, so.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Baby Driver?
I still haven't
need to
seen
see that.
I've heard it's good.
I
haven't
have
seen
I.
it. But...
I want to say one more thing that I saw that I noticed in the Dark Tower movie. There's a nickname for Roland in the series and the books is Long, Tall, and Ugly. And they kind of changed that a little bit at one point. Matthew McConaughey said something about waiting for tall, dark, and handsome.
What?
He called Roland tall, dark, and handsome in the movie.
Yeah, he did.
Nice.
God damn it. Which is a perfect example of why Elba's horrible for the role. But
I still
whatever.
Think he was great. I just an actor. He's a good actor.
He was great in the movie?
I think he was the best. I think he was the only one trying.
Nick is, like, getting seriously upset.
I mean, he's a good actor. I like him a lot. Other shit he's done, but he wasn't.
I mean,
nothing was good about him.
He's only a great actor if he's directed well, too. I think he can really be hit and miss sometimes. Idris Elba. I like a lot of his stuff, but he's also... I don't know if it's just some of the shit parts he's taken or what, but or if
Probably.
Some of the directors are telling him to go overboard, but I don't know.
I don't know, man.
He was definitely not good in this
Still
movie,
know.
I don't think.
I thought he was the best part.
The best part of this movie is when it was over.
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought the best part were the credits.
Did you see it?
No.
You didn't
see it. I was saying I thought it was because of y'all's conversation.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
That one little blind puppy can't find his way back home.
Yeah, they're all going crazy over there. Probably playing rugby.
Rugby? They got like a little football.
Yeah, dude.
How long have we been going here, Nick?
69, but the first 10
Ooh,
were
69.
Just stuff I'm going to cut out.
Ooh,
69. So, I'm probably going to cut several more segments out other than that. So, we can just quit now and be a short episode as far as that goes.
Or you cut up a lot of shit and make one episode, though, too, so... Right?
No.
No? Mm-mm. You don't? No. Ever?
Never done that. No.
Never, ever.
No.
In the history of your podcasting career?
Correct.
All 10 years of it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Sean.
What's the matter, Byron?
Have anything else we want to end on?
Why?
Anybody got anything?
Dick Balls McGee, I don't think so.
Satanism.
No.
God damn it, Cameron.
No, I don't know enough about Satanism.
I have a few other things to like to talk about, but not like we can save it for the next podcast. To keep it a certain, you know,
dynamic level.
Yeah. We should, you know. We should get Josh into reading Stephen King or listening to Stephen King audiobooks.
We should.
Let's end this podcast since we've talked so much about
Stephen King.
That the one of us that has probably read the least of Stephen King. Have you ever read anything of his, Josh?
Nope.
So you've read the least of all of us. Let's all recommend Josh a book, a Stephen King book or short story, starting with Byron Roundtable from then all around me.
I would recommend starting with a short story.
Okay.
Good short story. I didn't know I was going to have to come prepared with that.
Yeah.
God damn.
Those dogs are freaking
me out. I'll start on my side if you want. Okay. My recommendation to you for a first Stephen King book would be...
Short story.
I'm not going to go short story. I'm going to go short book.
Broke Josh's rule.
I don't care. This doesn't necessarily be the first one that he reads. This is just my choice.
Yeah.
I was going to say Eyes of the Dragon because it's pretty short and successful. I think it's something that Josh would like that. You know? Have you ever read Eyes of the Dragon?
No, I haven't.
Have you?
Was that no?
Mm-mm. Oh, wow. Y'all should both read that. That's a really good Stephen King book. Mm-hmm. The Eyes of the Dragon, it's kind of like a medieval kind of thing. It's more like... it's a good early book for Stephen King, like as far as like for young adult readers and stuff to start getting into his work.
Yeah.
And it's just a really cool story. And it's pretty short. Other than that, I would also say like The Dead Zone is a really... It's probably one of my favorite standalone Stephen King books.
Dead Zone, Eyes of the Dragon?
Yeah, the Eyes of the Dragon.
The Eyes of the
Dragon. I would say I haven't read it, but what's that one with the cell phone? The killer
cell
phone? Cell?
That's
Read that piece of shit.
Don't read that. Cell's okay, but
is it okay? I thought it was horrible.
It's not a bad book. The movie's horrible, but the book's okay. Cameron?
Nick had a good suggestion.
The Dead Zone?
The Eyes of the Dragon. That's probably a good starter. Like if you're gonna get into a real,
you've read that, right?
Like a sizable novel, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good book.
Like it's really accessible.
Yeah,
and it doesn't
feel
fantasy.
Like Stephen King.
It doesn't feel like a Stephen King novel.
Yeah, it's a really good book.
My short story recommendation to you is Survivor Type. My novel recommendation to you is Long Walk.
Okay.
It's really good. I mean, it's like for Stephen mm-hmm. King, it's really tight. Yeah. That's a just straightforward novel.
The Running Man's a really good Bachman book.
Children of the Corn, that was a
book. Stephen King short story, I think.
Short story.
And a novella. And
I'm not going to lie, that was a pretty creepy movie.
Do you have any book recommendations for Josh from Stephen King?
Sell. Because the only thing I've read is fucking Dark Tower series.
Would you recommend that to Josh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of reading.
You could.
It's a series.
But you could stop, like... Okay, you could stop at the end of book one if you wanted to. I recommend going through at least book two, because you could stop at the end of that and be okay. But if you read book three, you have to keep going, because book three ends on a huge cliffhanger.
So there you go, Josh. Book one.
Or two. The second Dark Tower book's my favorite one.
Okay, book one
Eddie.
And two.
What about you, Byron?
We've given you ample time.
He's like, hold on.
I'm looking through Stephen King stuff to find something good. I don't know.
I love how it's like
I'm reading all this, and I kind of hate Stephen King.
I'm looking through this to find something good. It's all
so
shit.
So what about The Lawnmower Man?
Lawnmower Man is good. Hearts in Atlantis. That's a novella. I think that you would like that. And
how long are novellas? Like, what's the guidelines for a novella?
There's not a real strict. It's just longer than a short story, but not quite long enough to be a full novel.
So it's like two Goosebump books.
Yeah, you could say that.
Like, well, 8 Dr. Seuss books.
I'll go.
Also going to say Pet Cemetery.
Oh, that's shit. I forgot that was
Stephen
his.
King novels.
Yeah,
I think you'd like that.
Yeah, I haven't read it, but that movie's creepy.
I'll go to Barnes & Noble this weekend.
Pumpkinhead was John Carpenter, right?
Sweet.
Pick up something.
That's awesome, dude. There's a few books of his that I can let you borrow, too, that I have. I have a good many Stephen King books. One of my favorites is The Dark Half. And I think it's also one of the best.
Talked about that before.
It's also one of the best Stephen King movies. It was directed by George Romero.
What? When did this come out?
1991.
Oh. Okay. I'll have to look that up.
Tim Hutton is the main character.
What's he been in?
A bunch. You'd recognize one of those guys. He's done a lot of TV stuff and everything.
You recognize him, but you don't know his name. Yeah.
He was on that show on TNT for a while, where it was like the group of people that were like con men that were like going in to do shit or whatever. I don't know. Like, I forget what it was called. It was kind of stupid. But yeah, Tim, like, it's also one of the most accurate book to movie adaptations ever seen.
That's good.
They've changed pretty much nothing.
This is off topic, but I Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
It was on the other day.
Oh, really?
I forgot how amazing that film
is. It's an awesome movie. It's incredible.
Fucking love that film.
First movie to have moving cartoons and people on the same screen. They'd done cartoons and people on the same
screen.
They'd never done it where they were like moving the camera and stuff before. It was crazy.
They did such a good job with it, too. It holds up right now.
Oh, yeah,
like,
totally.
It holds up perfectly.
Totally.
And, man, yeah, it's a solid movie. And the thing that really got me, that like really wowed me about it that I didn't realize before because I watched it when I was a kid,
yeah,
is like the scenes with like Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny, like when Bob Hoskins is falling through the air. Like two icons from different studios are fucking like making jokes on screen.
Yeah, it's
and they're
insane.
Just going back at it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Never since either.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
That I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Also, another Stephen King, like it's a short story. It's a novella. I could lend you the book that it's in if you're interested ever. It's The Langoliers. It was a really shitty TV movie as well.
The novella reads
like if Stephen King wrote a Twilight Zone.
I tell you
episode,
what, though,
basically.
As shitty as
pretty
that
cool.
TV movie was,
The Langoliers. It's in 4 Past Midnight. It's a collection of 4 novellas.
As shitty as that TV movie was, like, it was so awful. But like that scenario scares the shit out of me.
Oh sure.
Like watching it, it is unnerving and scary, or it's not scary, but it's unnerving. It's like
the way they shot it,
it
was
extremely
unsettling.
So it's a collection of novellas?
Yeah, it's 4 Past Midnight. It's 4 like short novels.
But they're all
like in that one thing. So you have
one
to,
of them
you have to
is
get
the Langoliers.
Yeah, one of them is Langoliers, and it's like 3 other things. So it's like a collection.
You don't buy that. I can let you borrow that. That's no problem.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to read that.
Yeah, I figured you might be interested in that. No, you're okay.
I would
Twilight
also like to because I haven't read The Langoliers yet.
It's very good,
and I've heard good things. Speaking of Pet Cemetery, though, way back there.
Oh yeah.
Did you know that's the movie the It director wants to get his hands on next?
I thought you were about to say they were going to remake it, and God, man, he needs to worry about finishing it.
Right.
He only adapted half of it.
Yeah.
In a weird way, too.
And like, you can't do it again with Herman Munster.
The book is broken narrative on It, where it goes from them as kids to them as adults, and it's chapter by chapter back and forth.
Like the
movie is just the kid chapters.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they're going to do a part two where it's them as adults, so which is basically just going to be a remake because the two stories parallel each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty closely.
Yeah. What the fuck? God damn it.
Well, there's enough different stuff that happens that it'll be
it's
a different movie,
but
even
it's
so...
It is
right?
Basically just going to be
rated
watching
R.
the same movie again.
It's rated R?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's rated R.
Well, that's... Thank God for
that. I don't even care about that.
Me neither.
Well, I'm hoping that it's going to be at least gory and fucked up.
I'm sure. With Sean on this one. Like, the worst this movie gets...
Because it looks pretty shitty. It's got to be some saving
grace.
Like when people were like, can you, this, okay, we know the Dark Tower ended up bad, but when people were like, you know, can you believe the Dark Tower movie's PG-13? I was like, I mean, you could reasonably do it in PG-13. The Dark Tower series,
I get that, but I don't get the it me in neither. PG-13.
Well, even so, you could so do I'm saying, it. You know what I mean?
You like, could do it, but
I mean, they did it in the
could make
the
an argument that the R-rated version would have
the change,
more substance.
The changes that they've done to like the ratings code too recently, you can get away with a lot in a PG-13 movie now.
That's true. Well, I mean, shit, even shit on
but
TV.
But it is about killing kids.
Even shit on TV.
So
like,
if
look
you're going to make it violent,
AMC,
you got to...
they're showing all kinds of fucked up shit. And they get away with it. No problem.
See, the thing about it, like, if they do it...
TVMA was like the weirdest... When that came out, or when that started popping up, TVMA, it was like... I think it was first South Park when I first saw that TVMA rating.
Yeah.
It was like, holy shit, this is raunchy.
I think they invented the TVMA rating.
Was it? Yeah, that's when I first started seeing it. And, like ever since then, you see something with TVMA, it's like, oh, this is going to be raunchy. Like,
yeah, for sure.
And it just keeps getting worse and worse.
I might actually cut 2 episodes out of what we do tonight, like cut them together into separate episodes, because I was really wanting to talk about some... Fuck, it's too late on this one, though.
What are y'all...
Like Game of Thrones and shit?
Yeah.
Well, y'all can do that when I'm gone. I'm going to go, so...
Are you leaving after this?
Yeah. That works out, so y'all can talk
actually
about
actually did
Games
work out
Thrones.
Pretty well.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys want, we could look up the new episode of Game of Thrones after this and online and watch it and then act like we're going for the new one. I don't want to do that, but we could. I've heard the audio on the leaked version is horrible. Like cam quality audio.
Oh, there's like the one that's coming out this weekend is already leaked?
HBO Spain and HBO in the Netherlands both played it on accident.
Oh, shit. Wasn't there a hacked thing a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, and this was completely
this
unconnected.
Is different.
This
yeah.
one, they just hacked.
This
one,
was just incompetent.
I saw a thing. It was a picture of LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
They're like holding his fingers up and doing like this. It says, if we hack, like they can't leak our stuff if we leak it first.
Oh, that's fucked up. Oh, man. On that note, bye.
Well, on that note, this has been yet another episode of the Constructive Criticism Podcast.
Hell yeah.
Kind of ran the gamut from racism to Stephen King, which contains some racism occasionally. Not the man, the work. So possibly the man, allegedly.
Possibly
who knows?
Possibly the man.
I'm not here to judge.
He's dropped quite a few N-bombs in some of his novels.
He has. He has,
so,
in fact, done that. We should probably ban him from schools because
probably
of that.
Should.
Yeah, if we're banning Huck Finn.
And, well, and the
that's
sexual
of,
content as well.
That's
yeah,
one
the
one
child
the
fucking
things,
is probably
yeah.
a big thing that should probably have it removed from schools.
That's one
There's
of the
a lot
few
of kid fucking. Not
from,
a lot, but.
You think that it is in a lot of, like.
It was in the
libraries?
High
school.
It was in our
high
school.
Oh, Jesus.
It's where I read it.
Well, that's a shame.
Yep. Anyway.
So I guess that's why you turned out to be such a delinquent.
I guess
it
is. Oh, yeah, by the way, Pierre Chen hasn't downloaded, it doesn't look like, the latest episode yet, but he apparently told some friends, because we have some other French downloads from, like, another French listener. So, cool. Pierre, when you finally hear this, please give us your
big
actual
shout
name.
Out to Pierre.
Big shout-out to Pierre Chen, whoever you may be.
Yeah.
He might hate us now after he hears us calling him that, but I don't really care. But I hope not. If he's listened to this much of it, then, you know.
Well, if you hope not, then you actually care, Nick.
I do care.
You care.
I know. Well,
Josh,
anyway.
Do you care?
100%.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Pierre, for telling a friend, and continue to tell more. England, we need to get your downloads up. France is beating you. I know you guys have a rivalry, so I'd like to foster that rivalry and bring it onto the podcast. So anyway, let us know what you think of each other at constructivecriticismblog@gmail.com. That's the email. You can also always contact us on Twitter @ccriticismblog. Let us know what you think about the show or just anything. Just let us know what you're thinking. Penny for your thoughts, except we're not paying pennies. Cameron over at the Facebook, go shout out to him at facebook.com/ccriticism. As always, I am Nick McCown along with Cameron Shea. Sean Smith. Oh yeah, he left. Byron Dunlap.
What's up?
And Josh Bird.
Hello.
Alrighty.
Goodbye.
Later.
Did you fart again?
Yeah, I remember I left.